It's Wednesday, August 26th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In August 2020, Anika, an 18-year-old Christian housemaid, was reportedly beaten and abused by her Muslim employer in Lahore, Pakistan, after she refused to convert to Islam, reports International Christian Concern. According to a post on Facebook, Anika was hired as a maid by a Muslim family in July for the paltry monthly wage of $30. However, after just 1 month on the job, Anika's employer asked her to convert to Islam. That request was prompted because she touched the family's eating utensils in the kitchen as a part of her work. In the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan, Christians are viewed as second-class citizens, where they are viewed as untouchable and dirty because of their religious identity. Hurricane Laura is expected to intensify over the Gulf of Mexico and become a major hurricane prior to striking the upper Texas or southwest Louisiana coasts late today or early Thursday, reports weather.com. 400,000 Texans and 125,000 Louisianans were ordered to evacuate. During Monday night's Republican National Convention, some key leaders drew a line in the sand between the grand old party and the Democrats. Listen to the highlights from Donald Trump Jr.'s remarks.
America is the greatest country on earth, but my father's entire worldview revolves around the idea that we can always do even better. Joe Biden is basically the Loch Ness Monster of the swamp. For the past half century, he's been lurking around in there. What happened to George Floyd is a disgrace, and if you know a police officer, you know they agree with that too. But we cannot lose sight of the fact that our police are American heroes.
Here's Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor and U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
There's one thing I've learned. It's that even on our worst day, we are blessed to live in America. This president has a record of strength and success. The former vice president has a record of weakness and failure. In much of the Democratic Party, it's now fashionable to say that America is racist. That is a lie. America is not a racist country. We seek a nation that rises together, not falls apart in anarchy and anger.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio pointed out the difference in values between the two major parties.
Democrats won't let you go to church, but they'll let you protest. Democrats won't let you go to work, but they'll let you riot.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz objected to the cancel culture on the left.
You cannot cancel a culture that loves its heroes. In order to improve in the future, we must learn from our past, not erase it.
They'll disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home, and invite MS-13 to live next door.
Senator Tim Scott, the black Republican from South Carolina, addressed the foolishness of defunding the police.
We don't give in to cancel culture or the radical and factually baseless belief that things are worse today than in the 1860s or the 1960s.
And Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana spoke. He was almost killed on the baseball field, targeted by a renegade gun-toting Bernie Sanders supporter.
The left wants to defund the police. This is personal to me. I wouldn't be here without the bravery and heroism of the men and women in law enforcement who saved my life. This is an election between a party that wants to burn down the foundations of our country to the ground and a party that wants to rebuild and protect our great nation.
Jerry Falwell Jr., the embattled president of Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, has resigned his post at the Christian College, reports FaithWire.com. His decision to leave the university came just hours after Reuters published a bombshell report detailing an alleged years-long tryst involving Falwell, his wife Becky, and Giancarlo Granda, a 21-year-old pool attendant at the Fountain Blue Miami Beach Hotel. According to the now 29-year-old, Jerry played the role of voyeur. On Sunday night, Falwell released a 1,200-word statement disclosing an affair Becky Falwell entered into with Granda, though he suggested the extramarital relationship, which began in 2012, was short-lived. Granda says the adultery went on for 7 years, and their encounters took place in Miami, New York, and at the Falwell family's home in Virginia. Becky had the affair when Falwell was consumed with running Liberty, which he took over following his father's unexpected death in 2007. Becky arranged a deal to purchase a Miami hostel, which Granda managed. While Falwell claims that Granda was trying to blackmail the Falwells, Granda said any allegations of extortion are, quote, defamatory and belied by clear documentary evidence, end quote. The story comes at an inopportune time, as President Trump needs to count on the evangelical vote this November. Hebrews 13, verse 4 says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. And finally, the man who exposed Planned Parenthood's selling of baby body parts from abortions is facing possible seizure of his assets by the abortion giant if he fails to raise $600,000 in less than 2 weeks, reports the Christian Post. U.S. District Judge William Orrick ruled last Wednesday that Planned Parenthood could begin seizing the assets of pro-life activist David DeLeiden of the Center for Medical Progress for their 2015 series of undercover videos showing Planned Parenthood officials discussing the illegal sale and harvesting of aborted fetal tissue. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Truly, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." The reward of children is designed to be a blessing for fathers and mothers, not a financial reward to the despicable abortion industry through their deaths. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 26th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.